We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Your phone call is welcome at 869-1330. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Ah, oh, Dave, you just had to, didn't you? Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7, 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk, sponsored by Wink Hartman and the Hartman Group of Companies. You just had to be ornery. We don't need no education. Well, we don't need no public school education. Oh, my gosh, should I just say that? Did I say that out loud? With us still in studio, we have all four of the Republican candidates, the ones you want to vote for the Wichita School Board. We're very thrilled to have these folks. And folks, I got to tell you, if you want to make a change at Wichita School Board, the one thing we have to emphasize is we can't make any meaningful change if we don't elect all four of these candidates. Hazel Stabler, Diane Albert, Brent Davis, and Kathy Bond. Three isn't enough. We've got to elect all four. So make sure if you live in one of the USD 259 school districts, get up off your tush. Make sure you're voting. The advance ballots are going out in less than 2 weeks. In the meantime, write a check. Make some phone calls. You know, get activated and make sure you vote. Guys, I want to ask you, one of the things that I've been hearing from my listeners, from folks on social media, has been this issue of the mask mandates, the vaccine mandates, these bogus quarantine orders that, you know, because only Dr. Mins can order a quarantine, and yet it's his lieutenant or whatever her name is. Dave, you told me her name just a minute ago, and I've already forgotten.
Adrian Byrne.
Thank you. Adrian Byrne's been sending out. She doesn't have the authority to send out these letters. All of this is because the school board is allowing it. And when you're allowing kids to be sent, you know, during the break, Diane, you were telling us about the kids that you were talking about, the two honor students who are now, you know, falling behind because they're being forced to quarantine by someone who doesn't have the authority to quarantine them.
Well, we're barely into the school year, and this woman reached out to me in early September, and her son had already been on quarantine two different times this school year. And he's not at home studying. He's at home playing Xbox with all of the other students who are on quarantine at that same time.
And you said he tested negative both times.
Negative both times. Every parent that's reached out to me that said their student has been on quarantine, not one of them has come back with a positive test. Mm-hmm. So what are we doing? Schools used to be a stable environment, and now we've removed that stability. Mm-hmm. We've removed all stability from schools, all in the name of safety. But none of these students are testing positive. In January of 2021, there was a study with over 100,000 students and staff, and 99.968% of children did not get COVID from school. There were only 32 reported cases of infection then, which is a 0.032%. And there were zero instances of a child infecting an adult.
And let me get, I just want to get you all on the record here. None of you, as far as I know, we haven't really talked about this, but as far as I know, none of you are anti-vaccine. You're just anti-mandate. Your issue
anti-mandate.
Is
anti-mandate.
Right.
These are
absolutely anti-mandate.
I got my COVID shot in April. How can I be anti-vaccine?
I got mine as well.
So the issue is not about whether or not you're, if you want to get the vaccine, get the vaccine. If you don't, you don't. It's your personal choice. But the issue is that the schools shouldn't be mandating it. The board shouldn't be. The governor shouldn't be. The president shouldn't be. The issue is it's a personal choice.
Yes.
And the school district shouldn't be forcing kids. Yeah, no. I mean, I've seen the videos. We've all seen the videos of the two-year-old on the plane having, you know, an epileptic fit and mom trying to force a mask on the child. Same thing here. These districts that are forcing kids to quarantine illegally. It's not legal. She doesn't have the authority. She's doing it. This is. Are you all hearing this when you're talking? I mean, Hazel, is that when you're talking to folks, is that the issue that is frustrating people more than anything else?
I think that's the number one.
So what are your opponents hearing? I mean, when they're out there door knocking, are they hearing this stuff, or are they hearing gay, lesbian, and transgender philosophy?
I don't think they are.
They not door knocking?
I don't think they're knocking.
No. They're just collecting their money from the KNEA and the United Teachers of Wichita and hoping that they can get reelected.
Wasn't it Hazel's opponent that said that he doesn't have to campaign because the union will take care of it for him?
doesn't surprise. That is the mindset. That is, and you know, Brent, this is part of the problem. This is that education establishment that has continued to get more money. I mean, as I pulled some of the numbers here, and if we look at them, you know, Superintendent Alicia Thompson, and she may be doing a great job, but she's received a 4.7% increase, more than $13,000. Oh, and she just got the other increase because technically somehow she's still classified as a teacher. So in the contract she negotiated, that raise that they all teachers got, she got that raise too. So she's now gotten another, 3% raise on top of the 13. So she's now gotten a 8% raise. She's now making over $300,000 a year. I mean, how is this? The numbers at USD 259 are down, what did you say, 80%?
That's right. They've been down every year since she's been superintendent.
And she got a $300,000
pay. How does that justify a pay increase? It doesn't make any sense. And to give the teachers just not even enough to get, you know, a cost of living increase.
Right.
That's not even enough to keep up with inflation. 3%. Mm-hmm. That's totally disrespectful to the teachers who are really doing the work.
Well, and the sad part here is you guys are being forced to discuss critical race theory and mask mandates and things like that when you really should be focusing on academics.
That's right. That's what the school is for.
And it's unfortunate that you're being distracted by this stuff. Mm-hmm. But I think they prefer it. They'd rather, because I don't think they want you, and I don't think they want the public. I don't think they want parents focused on academics, because if they were, they'd see how bad it really was.
You know, and I think that what's happening is over the years, we've seen the district dumb down our students. And I think right now they're even trying to, wouldn't you guys agree, dumb down the parents almost?
Sure.
Of keeping them in the clouds. And if you don't have to do that, then
I think, no, you're absolutely right. That music means that we're getting up to our, we've got about 30 seconds left. I want to make sure everybody knows. You guys all have Facebook pages. If people are interested, I've posted links in the past to your Facebook pages. Once again, that we have to elect this whole slate of candidates. Go to the John Whitmer Facebook page. You'll find links there. Stick around, folks. Coming up after the break, we'll be back right after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.